Hello, Diamond Girls. This is Adrienne Everhart. I just wanted to add this quick update to all of my most popular podcast episodes to say thank you. Because of you, my podcast is now listed in the top 10 on Apple and Spotify. That's for people who are searching the terms relationship advice or relationship advice for women. So if you haven't already, please take a moment to follow me, rate and review my podcast. This helps other women just like you find my podcast episodes and see how their lives can get so much better, bigger, and more meaningful with the power of feminine energy. Again, thank you for supporting my podcast. Because of you, more and more women are finding my show. Thank you.
I'm Brandi Berta, an Adrienne Everhart Certified Dating and Relationship Coach. Did you know you can work with me, Adrienne, and other coaches in our private community? We provide you with private coaching, program support, live classes, group chat, Q&A, and a supportive community, all in iHeartLove Academy. You can join through our private app or your computer. Find us at diamondgirl.me/group. Or below in the description of this podcast. I look forward to helping you and hope to see you there. Again, that address is diamondgirl.me/group.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, everyone. This is Adrienne Everhart, and I am so excited to share with you this podcast about what makes a man choose you. What really makes a man decide that you are the woman he wants to spend the rest of his days with? What makes him want to claim you, pursue you, protect you, be there for you, commit fully to you? There are a few things that happen with a man in his masculine energy that actually make him crave this connection to have you in his life. I'm going to share with you three of the top reasons that I believe a man chooses one particular woman over another. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what makes us want that connection when sometimes it's really not the connection that is really going to be good for us. It's not working. We're having a lot of problems with it. Don't get me wrong. All relationships have problems. All relationships have challenges. But sometimes when we're really focused on one particular man, we really want his love, attention, and commitment, and we just can't seem to line up. Some of these tips I'm going to share with you are actually missing in your life, but as a feminine energy woman, you're being drawn in one direction by your masculine energy. Masculine energy is saying, we want this. We want to conquer, control, and have and obtain this one man. And your feminine girl, deep down, she's not getting some needs met. She doesn't feel satisfied with this relationship. She doesn't like how it's going. And so you may find that you're bouncing between boy energy, which is outcome, having a specific outcome with a man, and your feminine energy or your girl energy, which is this really feeling good to me? Do I really like how this feels? You might like some elements of it, but ultimately some really important parts are being missed. And men feel this way more simplified, way easier than women do. Men can actually tune into this incredibly quickly, whereas a woman will kind of keep giving a guy a try. She'll see if she can't work things out with him. She might try and do or say things a little different. And this is where you actually start to change yourself so that this man will want you, and it still doesn't work. He still doesn't want you. And this is the wonderful thing about masculine and feminine energy, is that when you really let go of the part of you that is in the masculine energy mode with the man, the part of you that wants to control and have the outcome, you will find a relationship unfolds quite easily. And you're able to come together, get engaged, get married, attract one another if you're both single. You'll find that once you tune and adjust these dials of your masculine, feminine energy, that the right man will just be drawn to you. Sometimes the right guy for us that will fit into our life and that will want to choose us, we might be stuck in an old mindset of masculine energy. Like, oh, he's not making as much money as I wanted him to make. His teeth are a little crooked. He wears these types of shoes and they're not very classy and he's not very professional. Or I want a man who has a certain education or whatever it may be. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with being attracted to the qualities that a person can have with having a certain education and a certain earning capability, or they wear a certain type of clothing or not. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that sometimes that person, the exterior that you're drawn to, is your masculine energy wanting that brick and mortar, that building, to look a certain way. So that would be outcome. Instead of, does this relationship really meet my needs? Now, I do believe you can have it all. I do believe you can really get what it is you want. And I have such a funny story about that. Just a story between my first husband and my second husband. And just how you might think you want one thing, but then when you get it, it doesn't feel right ultimately. So I'm going to go over these three tips about what makes a man choose you. I'm going to share a couple of stories, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Adrienne Everhart, and I'm curious. Are you ready to attract a loving partner and create your very own happily ever after? Maybe you've seen my growing list of testimonials on my Instagram page, or somehow you've been drawn to my work with feminine energy. I've helped a lot of women find true love, get engaged, married, and some even remarried. I want to help do the same wonderful thing in your life. I want to share Fem Tools for Dating. It's a program on my website and it's waiting for you. You see, dating can feel really difficult, and I teach you how to go from feeling invisible and intimidated online to creating connection with men and calling forth quality men into your life. Step by step, I guide you from the very first hello to happily ever after. I teach you so many feminine energy tools along the way and so, so much more. Now, if you want a coach that gets results and has methods that have helped women all over the world, Fem Tools is available when you need it. So head on over to my website. That's Everhart Coaching, E-V-E-R-H-E-A-R-T Coaching, and look for Fem. That stands for Feminine Energy Mindset Method. Trust me, ladies, this very affordable program does not disappoint. So the first reason that makes a man really want to choose you is that on a gut feeling, he feels you are the one. He has a gut feeling, things with you feel right, it's invisible, he doesn't know exactly why, he might be able to articulate a few things, but on a gut level, he knows you're the one for him. So a lot of times men will say really beautiful words to us, tell us things like, I can't imagine my life without you. I've never met anyone like you. You're too good for me. I can't believe I'm with a girl like you. And they'll say these things, and then you'll find that they break up with you a few weeks later, or they're not being consistent with the relationship. And this is when I go back to a man's words. Well, they're just words. They're just words. They mean it in that moment. They do mean that you are amazing and beautiful and one of a kind. They mean it in that moment, but their ability to make that last. So I talk about they have to be able to provide and maintain. And sometimes they can provide the words, they can be there for a few weeks, but then they can't maintain it. This is because on a gut level, something is keeping this man from maintaining. And it has nothing to do with you. You're not doing anything wrong. This is about things inside of his wiring that either are connecting and feeling that feeling on a gut level that you're the one or not. I have some really depressing news. You can't really do anything about this. This is why I tell women, you reach a certain point, you've tried enough of my tools, and you have to accept a man's no at some point. You have to say, okay, I accept your no. I'm not right for you, because feminine energy is not about forcing yourself to be right for someone. It is not about changing yourself to appease a man so that he will love or like you. That is not what feminine energy is about. And we go back to the thing that I kicked off my podcast with, which is sometimes we can be so outcome oriented as a woman in our masculine energy that we have to win. We have to get this one person, and we lose sight of that it really feels terrible having this person reject us. It really feels awful inside of our bodies having someone who's hot and cold with our hearts. It doesn't feel good. So if your man, his gut is not in alignment with you, do not focus on changing this person. Focus on getting yourself into a situation where you are surrounded by men who want you and can connect with you and know they want you on a gut level. And when a man has that gut feeling, he has no doubts. You're the one. And that's it. That's all he sees. A man will stop at nothing. A man will move mountains to be with you. Again, sometimes this man shows up and he's not exactly what we thought he would look or feel like. That's why you date him. That's why you date him, and you just let him show you what he can or cannot do. Now, I will give you a brief little story about my first husband and my second husband. My first husband was this very hardworking, smart man. He dressed really well. Every morning he was up ironing clothes to wear to work that to me looked like they didn't even need to be ironed. I would have worn them like straight out of the dryer and gone to work. But he was very meticulous about how he dressed. He was very meticulous about his hair. He had to look over every part of his face. He had some social anxiety. So his shoes couldn't have like one speck of dirt on them. And it was so meticulous that it really drove me crazy in a way, because we would be leaving to go to a movie or go visit friends or family. And instead of, you know, the stereotypical woman taking so long to get dressed and get out the door, I mean, it was my husband. And it was just one thing after another thing slowing him down from us getting out the door. So sometimes before we would go to an event, I would just be livid with him over this meticulousness that he had about his appearance. I also felt a good bit of empathy for him that he couldn't just relax and let go and be who he was. And then I met my husband, Jeff. And Jeff dresses in a very relaxed way. But let me tell you, when he dresses up, every head in the room will turn to look at him. He has got this amazing frame. He's very well built. When he puts on a nice button-up shirt, talk about power suit. I mean, the guy exudes power. But most of the time, his favorite clothes to wear are just like some comfortable pants or jeans. And he wears a lot of band t-shirts because he's in the music industry. So I'm sometimes on him because I'm like, honey, you need to comb your hair. Or like, honey, did you make sure and scrub your face? I think that you're looking like maybe you didn't wash your face this morning. So I end up being on him about his appearance too. And the truth is that no one's appearance is going to be perfect for anyone all the time. And when you are with a man that you wouldn't really consider is your type, for example, if I look very polished and well put together, and my partner is wearing concert t-shirt and trainers, and we don't look like we match in public, but in my heart, we match. I don't care about what people outside of me think. On a gut level, we match and our lives work so well. At one point in time in history, humans weren't so concerned with how we looked as far as outward appearances. It was really about what's going on inside of our hearts for one another. So when it comes time to date a man that doesn't seem like he's your type, I want you to always think about that gut feeling you get when you're with that person and how they are treating you. You can always tweak things like clothing and what you're wearing, but be ready for him to do the same thing with you. A lot of girls write to me and they say, oh, my guy doesn't like how I dress. He says I wear too short of skirts, or I'm wearing too tight of blouse, or he doesn't like how I wear workout clothes all the time. And I say, if you want to make your relationship work, change how you dress. Because this man doesn't like how you dress. I received so much negative feedback over that. But we do it to men all the time. We don't like the shirt they're wearing. We wish that they would wear a different pair of pants, or that they would, are they sure they brushed their teeth before they left their house? We're on them about appearances. And that is a feminine energy trait, where we can be very laser focused on certain aspects. So not to get too far off the topic, go with the gut feeling, cut your guy a little slack about the way he looks or dresses, or whatever it may be that's holding you back from really having a man that in his gut knows you are the one and he wants to pursue you, claim you, marry you, take care of you, have you in his life for the rest of his days. Moving on to number two, which is connection. Connection is so important to have with a man. If a man doesn't connect to you, he's not going to have that gut feeling that you're the one. And connection is a really interesting thing, because for a lot of women and everyone, on that first couple of dates, we are so wowed by a guy's appearance, or we're already thinking, oh my God, this could be the one, or we're already saying, nope, I met him. It would never work out with this type of guy. I'm never going to be able to date a man like him, let alone marry a man like him. And this is why I talk about, you really want to go out with someone about 3 times before you completely write them off. They are here to teach you something. A man is in front of you to teach you something about where you are in life at this moment and where you want to be. A man comes into your life for a reason. Now, I'm not saying go out with a guy that you just want to throw up every time you look at his face. I'm not saying that. But definitely step outside of your comfort zone with what type of man you're going to go out with, and give him a couple of chances and see if you don't learn something from him. Because this is how you move up the tiers, and this is how you eventually connect with the man you're really meant to be with. In my VIP library, which is this library I have with 20 plus items that you get whenever you make a purchase of one of my programs, I have a dating tracker. And it's an Excel sheet where you write down the guy's name, you write down how he triggered you positively, negatively, whatever you were feeling. Because this isn't about what a person is doing to you that's making you feel something. You're feeling something because that's the next book on your shelf to read. That's the next thing for you to study and improve yourself about. So often you might have a couple that's in conflict with one another. There's something to learn here. There's something about yourself, your journey, where you need to expand and grow. And if that person wasn't in front of you, you wouldn't be expanding in that direction. So connection is not about conforming to suit a man's needs. It's not about being wowed and dazzled and just feeling this instant connection, this instant chemistry. It's about we connect on life, our life mission, our life goals. Now, if you are big into New Age and spiritualism and bettering yourself, and you meet a guy and he is not into that, it doesn't mean you don't connect. You can still connect on the things that are really important, such as day-to-day life and commitment and empathy and interest in one another's lives. you might run into a situation where you're like, you know, this guy, he's not interested in the things I'm interested in. And you might feel like that's a deal breaker, but that doesn't mean you don't connect. Your souls can't connect and really have a wonderful and beautiful life together. I have mentioned before about one of my favorite clients. She works for Tesla, and her guy is a delivery driver. And they love each other, and her head is way into science and mathematics, and he is a delivery driver. But when their lives come together, it really, really works, and it's a beautiful thing. So connection is what a man must feel to choose you. He must connect with you and feel that on some level, you two can communicate without talking. You have this feeling of familiarity with each other in a really positive and healthy way. It's not just about being wowed and dazzled and having intense feelings of chemistry. Connection is something that happens very deep. One way that my husband and I connect is music. He has really different music tastes than I do, but as a young person, I was very much into music. I would sometimes follow bands. I would really get into music and bands and albums and more obscure music. I grew up in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and we had a great college radio station there that just turned me on to so many different types of music. And so when I met Jeff and I found out he knew a lot about these obscure bands that I knew, and my first husband didn't know any bands. He didn't know any music. We just didn't connect. And for me, I think music, food, nature, companionship, these are the big things you want to connect on. Even if your spirituality doesn't line up, even if politics doesn't line up, those are very personal things. I don't really have to have a partner who thinks about God or the universe the way that I do, or politics. That doesn't really affect me. I want to connect with them on the things that really, really matter in life. This next tip about what makes a man choose you is my favorite to speak about. And I talk about it in a lot of my programs, especially the ABCs to Get Him Back, where you're wanting to connect with a man and rebuild with him. And the two of you have really been through the ringer. And this is true also if you're married and you are going through a separation, or you and your husband just cannot seem to get along anymore. And there's just so much conflict in the house. And this is about wearing the yoke. And this is a biblical term, and it's about the two oxen who are tied together wearing a wooden yoke. It grows around your neck, and they have to work together. And one is wearing the yoke and the other is wearing the yoke. And this might feel like it's about oppression and it's about holding back your needs. But so often in a relationship, that's exactly what we have to do. It can't always be about what we want, and it can't always be about what that person wants. Ergo, you have to wear the yoke. You have to work together with that person. And with men, most of the time, it's they're angry. They're angry, they're despondent, they're shut down, they're in the cave, or mostly just on some level, not satisfied and angry with something about their life. And they're missing out on the beautiful moments of life that make it worth living. A man is often so far into the future or way stuck in the past or in the moment, he just can't be here because he's somewhere else. And don't we all feel that sometimes? So this works especially well, again, if you're kind of broken up, you're trying to get back together, you're trying to work it out, and your guy is angry. Because what he will do in a lot of cases is he will give you the fourth degree and he will read you the riot act about everything that has ever been wrong with you, everything that has ever been wrong with your relationship, and why the two of you will never work. It's like some rite of passage they have to go through to tell us all these terrible things and relive them and traumatize themselves. And I think deep down there is a lot of fear about pushing through the difficult part of life, and a man really feeling like a woman has his back. So let me elaborate on that. When you as a woman have a bad day, when you are stressed out, angry, you're crying, you're maybe having hormonal issues, you're not sleeping well, you're scared, we can go to a man to get comfort about those things. And guys will write it out with us. They'll write it out. I haven't very often heard of men that when a woman comes to him crying or upset, that he gets mad at her and turns his back on her. Usually instinct in men will kick in and they'll want to kind of listen to us and write it out with us. And maybe no man is perfect in doing this, but my point is if you want a man to ride out a tough moment with you, you have to ride out a tough moment with the man. It goes both ways. His ups and downs are your ups and downs, and your ups and downs are his. So when you wear that yoke, you're together in this, and if he's pulling in one direction and going in another direction, you wear that yoke and just go with it. And again, I don't want this to sound like you have to be passive and you have to let go of your boundaries. You always know when you need to protect yourself, remove yourself from a bad situation, and adhere to your boundaries. But a lot of a relationship is wearing the yoke. A lot of a relationship is sometimes enduring painful moments together. Whether or not you're suffering in those moments has everything to do with how you respond to them and what sort of dialogue is going on in your mind. So when my husband gets angry, my immediate reaction is, you should not be angry. You should not be angry over this. And you should not be ruining my day with your anger. But his anger is just really sound vibrations on the outside of my ears. They don't have to affect me unless I let them. In the Theragata, which is a book of poetry written by monks, there is a verse on dealing with anger and hostility. And it says, one who gets angry at an angry person just makes things worse. One who doesn't get angry at an angry person wins a battle hard to win. When you know that the other is angry, you act for the good of both yourself and the other, if you are mindful and stay calm. That last sentence is really the key. Because how do we stay calm? How do we stay mindful when our partner is angry and they're telling us everything that's wrong with the relationship, or they're not doing what we want them to be doing, whatever it may be? So a good way that feminine energy can save you in a moment like this is by dropping down into your body and being aware of what you're feeling, because that takes the focus off the other person. Instead of the other person needs to be under my control, they need to be behaving a certain way, they need to be responding a certain way, let them get a little angry. Let him get a little upset. Let him be who he is. He's a man. This is masculine energy. Now, again, this doesn't mean that he is doing something harmful or hurtful to you, your children, or your pets. I want to make that very clear. But in general terms, yeah, guys are going to get upset and they're going to respond the way that men so often do, which is they get angry. And if you can just go into your body and find what you're feeling, and find ways to breathe and calm your breathing, slow your breathing, and just be with that person and create space for them to be angry. And you can even imagine a bubble around you, a color, it can be purple or pink or whatever you want, and just immediately start drawing that circle around you. This is your boundary. This is your impenetrable bubble around you. And then also draw a little bubble around them of a different color. And let them be locked inside of their bubble with their anger or whatever's going on with them. And then you are protected and shielded in your bubble. And see if you can't wear the yoke and kind of ride out this moment with them and respond with empathy. This isn't about placating him. This is not about solving his problems. But just ride it out with empathy, because we've all been angry. We've all been upset. And especially in a relationship, my favorite phrase to use with a man, this is in 500 Ways ebook, my favorite phrase is, I really want to fix this. I love you. I love us. I care about us. I want to fix this. What do you think we should do? Now, I will tell you, 9 times out of 10, the man will go, I don't know. Because he's still angry. But let him say, I don't know. Let him say, I don't know, because he has to have a little time to figure out how to fix it, especially if you've been in your masculine energy fixing things for him. All right, everyone. I hope this podcast has been really helpful. If you are in a situation where you're kind of in between with your guy, whether you're broken up or you're experiencing space with him, please do check out my programs, the ABCs to Get Him Back. It stands for Absolute Best Chances. And even if you don't want the guy back, I really teach you how to rebuild yourself, get over heartbreak, move into a different phase of your life, move up those tiers so you attract the man and the loving relationship that you truly do desire. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. Take care. Hi, everyone. This is Adrienne Everhart. If you're enjoying my podcast and also enjoy my YouTube channel, I suggest you go a little bit deeper into one of my self-study programs. I recommend everyone start with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It also comes with a 2-day video class. This ebook has transformed the lives of so many women because I help you get aligned with your natural feminine energy and learn to speak and phrase your words in a way that really connects to a man's heart instead of challenging him with masculine energy. I can teach you so much more in my self-study programs. I have something for every topic that you may be interested in. And of course, New Man Manifesto, which is a 12-week manifesting course. It comes with homework and lots of extras. So head on over to my website, everheartcoaching.com, to learn more.